And so let's eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio right now and see what they're talking about on their morning show. And listen to the Touchdown Brothers.
I enjoy coming on this show and talking to you guys.
Thanks.
But hey, at the end of the day, too, I'm going to stick up for my brother. Like, I grew up in a tight Italian family. All I know is
just
to stick up for my family members.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing there.
Totally understandable.
Yeah, totally understandable.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man.
Coach. Appreciate the time. How great is that?
I can't
Nick
believe
Sirianni
we just had Nick Sirianni on
calls
the show.
The show.
He is so awesome.
He's so on
so
board with
awesome.
Us.
Awesome.
That's incredible. I love
great.
Nick Sirianni. Let me tell you something. That is the greatest coach in Eagles history.
What?
Better than Doug Peterson? I know he won a bowl.
Right, okay.
I know he won a bowl.
He did
He's
win a bowl.
Than
that's short for something.
He's better than Andy Reid, who's gone on to win a bowl in Kansas City.
Traitor.
And I know you're not going to like this. He's better than Dick Vermeil.
Careful now.
I know you love Dick.
I love Dick.
I know you do.
I love Dick. There's never been a coach like Dick. He could be great. He could be hard
I know.
On players. He could be soft
he's
on players.
He's always crying. I know
I
you
like
love
it.
Dick. I know
when
you love
hard,
Dick.
When he's hard, I like him. When he's soft, I love Dick.
He's better than Dick.
I don't know about that. Hey, look, I don't want to come to blows with
I
you.
I know you don't think
right,
anything's
I'll come
better.
To blows with you over Dick. But listen, hey.
All right.
Nick Sirianni.
He's the greatest.
He is awesome.
He's amazing.
He is awesome. And I tell you what. They are going to do some damage in this upcoming game.
Oh.
I mean, I tell you what. Before we get into that, we need to remind people that they're listening to the Touchdown Brothers.
The Touchdown
I'm Jimmy Amendola. That's Tony Ragu.
One game away, baby.
Thanks to last hour's guest. We had a great debate last hour with Buzz Aldrin and Jake Kemp.
Yeah, that
was interesting. Those guys are really going at it there. Jake really hating on Buzz.
Yeah, how about that?
And have you ever thought that about space? I never even considered that space could be that.
Never put those two things together.
But also we had on that ride a Tim Kalashaw.
Oh, God. Okay, can I tell Hernandez something?
That was
something?
The worst guess
Enough
we've ever
the
had.
People from Dallas. We're not playing Dallas. Why do we have
Why
Jerry Jones?
Why so many people from Dallas? And Tim Kalashaw.
He's Jerry Jones' lapdog.
I mean, God, was he a Chris or what?
Oh, yeah, Chris. And you heard about Tim Kalashaw?
He ain't even interested in riding anymore.
No.
He was bragging to us off the air about how he's the romantic love interest on Around the Horn.
That's right, yeah.
Always bragging about how he dated Anne Rice, that vampire rider.
Yeah, listen, this is my Tim Kalashaw impersonation. Ready? Ref.
Oh, Jerry's lap dog. That's Jerry's lap dog.
That's Kalashaw. That
wasn't an interesting story. He told about the guy on the airplane that was telling him what a big fan he was of ours.
Yeah, I knew all the bits we do and all that
great.
Stuff. That was
I
cool.
Love
but
that.
Outside
love
of that,
that,
I don't want to talk to somebody from Dallas because San Francisco.
This is going to be a massacre.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a total massacre.
We get the San Francisco treat this week. The 49ers coming in.
We're going to make a meal. Out of them, hey.
Let's see
the Eagles are going to bury the 49ers. I call them 40, not 40.
Oh, the 49ers.
49 girls.
I mean, just look at the quarterback matchup. We got Jalen Hurts. Unbelievable year. Maybe one of the greatest years ever by a quarterback.
Unbelievable.
Not just in an Eagles uniform, but the entire league against Brock Purdy. Oh, hi. I'm from Iowa State.
Idaho State.
I don't even know.
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
Idaho's, that's a state with the panhandle, right?
I think so. What is the panhandle?
You don't know what the panhandle is of Idaho?
No. It's
like that thing, you know, that goes up.
Oh, because it's shaped like a pan.
Oh, you just figured that out?
It's a handle of a pan.
I thought you were smarter than that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Even the Idaho State or Iowa. Who cares? He's terrible.
Nobody cares about nothing. But look, this is going to be a really easy game.
It is.
Okay? Because, I mean.
I'm just laughing at the whole thing.
You are laughing at the whole thing, pal. Listen. Hey, look.
What?
The 49ers dismantled the Cowgirls.
Oh.
But that means nothing.
I'll tell you something's worse, though. They barely beat them.
Barely.
If you barely beat the Cowboys, you suck. Okay?
You do. You truly do suck.
Those playoff failures, know the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott.
Oh my God. Nice game, Dak. Good one.
Hey,
thanks for the gift, Dak.
Two interceptions.
How about that last play?
Yeah.
Zeke and Sinister.
Hey, at least they finally found the use for him.
He can't play running back. Hey, let's put him on. better. Oh, you cowgirls are so funny.
All right, let's go to the phones. Yeah. Let's go to Sal in South Philly. You're on when a touchdown brought us.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
No, well, pretty good, Sal. Pretty good, Sal. Not bad. One game of life, Sal. Almost to the Super Bowl. And the bosom of the
earth, man. Oh, the paws cowgirls. Oh.
Sal is really on it today.
He's bringing it.
Did you guys seize that last plays? Mudders could have drawn up a better play.
You got two mudders?
I know Sal's mudder. I think she could.
Sal's laughing. Listen, Sal's laughing.
Cracking up with the whole thing.
Even my cousins could have drawn up a better play.
That's a burn.
Total burn.
Yeah, and even my grandmother.
Okay, grandmother.
Anyways, we Eagles are going to win this weekend because we are the most dominant franchises in National Football League's history.
Puts a lot of asses in there, doesn't he?
This is our years again. And the Cowgirls are going to be at home watching us.
Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo!
I have pretty big news for you two guys.
Yeah, right. What is that, Sal?
I have a girlfriend.
Whoa! That is breaking news. What's her name?
This is BN.
Her name is Lisa.
Okay.
All right. What does she do?
She is a model.
Whoa! A model?
Okay.
Sal.
Yeah, model 105X33 from the Acme Blow Up Dolls catalog.
I wouldn't hear that, man.
We've all needed it from time to time.
I don't know about all of us.
My mother loves her. My mother says that she'll treat me's rights.
That's weird.
And that I finally got the rights girl, so I'm very, very happy. Thank you for being happies for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Okay. I guess it's a different world now. Whatever. It's kind of weird.
We're all lining.
I have one more question for you.
All right. Hit us with it, Sal. Come on. Let's go.
Does Brock Purdy suck or what?
Oh, he nailed it!
Take that, 49ers! Take that, 49ers!
Sal, once again! All right, coming up next, our special guest, I can't believe we got him, Justin Montemayor, comes on to talk about his new ebook, a biography called David Mino, the man, the myth, the weekend legend. That's coming up next.
That's what we're doing!